Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Ajnanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We're reading Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter. The title is The Perfection of Renunciation. This morning we're going to read text number 61.
今天我们学习第18章。 标题是结论气绝的完美境界。今天我们学习第61世节。
Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridese arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya.
译文： Arjuna， 每个生物都坐在一台有物质能量制成的机器上，至尊主处在他们心中， 指导他们周游四方，要旨由圣泡泡的提供。 Arjuna不是至高无上的知悉者， 他那占与不占的决定受他有限的判断力限制。 主Krishna教导说， 个体不是一切的一切， 至尊人格守神或者说他自己 Krishna 作为处在局部区域的超灵在生物的心中指导他们。 生物更换躯体后，忘了自己过去的行为，但超灵作为过去、现在和将来的知悉者，是生物一切活动的见证者。因此，超灵指导着生物的一切活动。生物得到它应得的，在超灵的指导下，乘坐在用物质能量制造的物质躯体中。生物一旦被放进某个特定的躯体， 就不得不根据那个躯体的情况行事，坐在高速摩托车上比坐在慢速汽车上行驶得更快。虽然司机是同一个，同样在至尊灵魂的命令下，物质自然会某种生物制作某种躯体，以使它们能按前世的欲望活动。生物不是独立的，千万不要以为自己是独立于至尊人格守神而存在的。 个体永远受主的控制，因此人的责任是皈依至尊主。这是下一节诗的训示。译文： Arjuna， 每个生物都坐在一台有物质能量制成的机器上，至尊主处在他们心中，指导他们周游四方。
In this 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is summarizing the teachings of the whole Gita.
在这个《博迦梵歌》第18章中， 主Krishna 总括了所有《博迦梵歌》的内容。
He has described Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga.
他描述了业表瑜伽和思辨瑜伽。
And now in this section, he's describing Bhakti Yoga.
现在在这一部分，他讲了，分爱瑜伽。
He explained first of all that he can only be known by devotional service.
首先，他解释说， 只有通过分爱服务才能够了解他。
And he has explained that when the devotee is conscious of him and works for him in a favorable manner, then the Lord will protect him.
在这里他解释说, 当一个人知觉到他, 并以一种善意的形态去为他服务的时候呢, 他就会保护他。
Lord Krishna also promised that he would just remove all the obstacles in the path of the devotee to help that devotee go back to Godhead.
Krishna 还承诺说, 他会去除所有奉献者, 回归神手道路上的障碍, 让他能够回归神手。
Lord Krishna then pointed out to Arjuna that he was going to have to act according to his nature.
主 Krishna 还向 Arjuna 指出, 他必须按照他的天性来活动。
And in this verse which we read today, Krishna is pointing out that the living entity is not independent in his actions.
在今天的这个世界中, 主 Krishna 指出, 生物体它并不是独立, 而是独立形式的。
Earlier in this chapter, Lord Krishna explained that there are five causes behind every activity.
在前面世界章节中, 主 Krishna 提到, 活动呢, 有五个要素。
And of these five, the one is most important, and that one is the super soul.
在这五个要素中有一个是至关重要的, 就是至尊主。
That the super soul directs the wanderings of the living entities according to their desires.
至尊主直接的指导生物体根据生物的愿望。
The super soul accompanies the individual soul.
超灵它陪伴着个体灵魂。
Just like sometimes you see two birds, they're sitting in one tree, and then one bird will fly out of one tree, and another bird will accompany it to another tree.
就好像我们看到树上有两只鸟，当一只鸟飞到另一棵树的时候呢，另一只鸟也会追随它飞到另一棵树上。
These two birds are just like the two souls in the body.
这两只鸟就像我们身体中的两个灵魂。
The individual soul and the super soul.
个体灵魂和至尊超灵。
They're compared to two birds in a tree.
他们被比喻成是一棵树上的两只鸟。
One bird is eating the fruits, tasting the fruit, sometimes bitter, sometimes sweet.
一只鸟在品尝树上的果实，有时候是苦的，有时候吃到的是甜的。
And the other bird, the super soul, is a witness to all of these activities.
另一只鸟超灵，它在见证着所有这一切。
The super soul remembers all the activities of the past from our past life.
超灵呢，它知道我们以前过往生世的所有活动。
We forget, but the super soul in the heart never forgets.
我们已经忘记了，但是我们心中超灵却不会忘记。
And it arranges for different bodies, for different living entities, according to their desires.
它根据不同生物体的不同愿望来安排不同的躯体。
Someone desires a dog body.
有的人想要狗一样的身体。
Someone desires a pig body.
有的人想要猪一样的身体。
Someone desires the body of the bird.
有人想要有鸟的躯体。
Just like somebody wants a fast car. And buys a car which can go very fast, a racing car.
就好像有的人想要一辆赛车, 那种跑起来非常快的车子。
And somebody else likes a more slower car which can take his family safely.
有的人更希望有一辆稍微慢一点的车, 能够把全家人都载上。
Both cars have to have a driver.
两种车都需要有驾驶员。
The driver sometimes drives a fast car and sometimes he drives a slower car.
这个驾驶人有时候他去驾驶这个跑车，有时候呢去驾驶那个慢的车。
In the same way, sometimes we take a body which is very powerful and has a lot of strength and a lot of opulence.
但同样道理，有时候呢，可能我们会有一个躯体，它非常的强健。 非常的富裕。
And sometimes we get a body which is diseased and sick and which is has a lot of difficulties with life.
有时候呢，我们有一个躯体，可能是经常生病，体弱多病的，这个生活状况呢也是遇到很多困难的。
Everyone is suffering and enjoying according to their past activities.
每个人都在根据过去的活动承受痛苦或是经历快乐。
And we take this body, the body we get is awarded to us according to our activities.
我们所得到的躯体是奖赏给我们以往活动的这个，是我们以往活动的一个奖赏。
But this body is compared to a machine.
但是这个躯体呢，被比喻只是一个机器。
Without the operator, the machine is not going to work.
没有这个操作者的话，这个机器是不会运转的。
Without the soul in the body, this body will be useless.
没有这个躯体中的灵魂，这个躯体是毫无用处的。
The body may be very strong.
身体可能是很强健。
Or maybe very good looking.
可能很漂亮。
But if there is no soul, this is useless.
如果没有灵魂的话，它毫无用处。
The most beautiful woman, when she's dead, then nobody wants to embrace her.
一个即使是天底下最美的美女，她死了以后，也没有人想要去拥抱她。
We simply think we have to burn this body.
我们必须把这个尸体给焚毁。
So.This is the nature of the material world.
所以这是物质世界的本性。
Lord Krishna is describing this, how to Arjuna, that he wants Arjuna to understand that he's not independent.
主 Krishna 想要 Arjuna 明白他 Arjuna 不是独立的。
The living entity is directed by the Supreme Lord who is in everyone's heart.
生物体是通有内心的超灵指导下行动的。
The position of the super soul is sometimes compared to a judge in the court.
这个超灵呢，有时候被比喻成是一个法庭上的法官。
Sometimes the judge will give a reward to a person. He will say, "Yes, you should be paid a lot of money. You should be paid so many thousands of dollars."
有时候呢，法官会。加上某些人他是你可以你应该被你应该获得很多这个赔偿你应该有很多很多钱
or he will say this property belongs to you you take this property take the house
或者他会说哎呀这个财产是归于你的你可以得到很大很大的房子
and somebody else goes to the court and the judge says you have to put him in jailTake them in jail, keep them in jail for 10 years.
有的人呢，他到法庭上，法官判刑他说，你应该被关到监狱里去。
For 10 years.
关十年。
So different people get different. Some get rewards and some get punishments in the court.
所以呢，在法庭上，不同的人他们有得到不同的结果。有的人受奖，有的人受罚。
It doesn't make any difference to the judge.
但是并不是说这对于这个法官来说并没有什么不同
The judge doesn't feel sad when he has to pay somebody when somebody has to go to jail or somebody is rewarded The judge is just doing his job
这法官呢只是在履行他的职责做他工作他不会因为有的人受奖赏而高兴也不会因为有的人被关到监狱里而感到悲伤
In the same way the super soul is rewarding everyone or punishing people according toTheir past activities.
同样，超灵化根据人不同生物体不同的过往的行为，给予奖赏或给予惩罚。
The super soul is also described as being the overseer and the permitter of activities.
至尊主还被比作是这个过往活动的监督者跟准许者。
The super soul decides what activities the living entity can actually do.
超灵实际上它决定着什么样的活动一个生物体是可以做的。
He decides what kind of body we have to take.
它决定了怎么样的躯体我们可以有怎样的躯体。
If somebody lives like a pig and they eat all kinds of disgusting food, and they have no control over the senses, then they have to take a body like a pig.
如果有的人他活得像一头猪一样，什么都吃，然后感官完全不受控制，这样的话，他就会有一个猪一样的躯体。
Somebody else, they just want to sleep, like the bear wants to find a nice tree where they can go in the tree and sleep. You know, somebody, so some people want to sleep all winter.
有的人他就是老爱睡觉，那么他就会得到熊一样的躯体，那跑到树上，在树上就是一睡就是一整个冬天。
So they get a body of a bear.
所以呢，他得到熊一样的身体。
Somebody else, they're very much inclined towards eating all kinds of meat and disgusting types of flesh, so they get the body like a lion or a dog.
有的人他就是喜欢吃肉，吃各种各样的动物的肉，这样子呢，他会得到一个像狮子或是狗一样的身体。
So every species of life is there according to the different desires of the living entity.
根据生物体不同的愿望，就会有各种各样不同的躯体。
There are 8,400,000 different species of life. Because that's how many different desires there are.
我们知道有840万种生物体，那就是因为有这么多种的愿望在那里。And
the super soul is in the heart of every living entity.
至真主就在我们每个生物体的心中。In
the 15th chapter, Lord Krishna says, from him, from the super soul in the heart, comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness.
Krishna 说, 记忆和遗忘都来自于超灵。
Knowledge.
记忆、知识和遗忘都来自于超灵。
So, as the super soul in the heart, Krishna can give us the knowledge by which we have to come to him.
通过超灵，内心的超灵，Krishna可以指导我们怎样获得知识，怎样回归神手。
Krishna in the heart can give us the remembrance of the spiritual activities of how to perform devotional service, how to please him.
我们内心的Krishna会告诉我们怎样来履行奉献服务，怎样能够来取悦他。
But Krishna as the super soul in the heart can also allow us to forget him so that we can just simply enjoy this material world.
但是呢，我们内心的 超灵也可以使我们忘记 Krishna， 然后去来享受这个物质世界的快乐。
When that soul enters a dog body and becomes a little dog, the soul forgets his previous life.
如果一个灵魂它进入到一个狗的躯体里，活动像狗一样活动，它就忘记了前身是什么。
And he simply enjoys that little dog body.
它就是在享受那个小狗的身体。
He begins to fight and play with all the other dogs, biting and barking.
他就开始和其他狗群玩耍，然后相互撕咬，相互打斗。And
he's enjoying that dog body.
他在享受狗的躯体。If
he had to remember that in his previous life he had the human body and now he's become the dog, it would be very hard.
如果他记得以前身是人的躯体，但现在却在狗的躯体里，他会感到非常的痛苦。The
soul could not bear it.
灵魂是承受不了的。But
the memory is taken away by the help of the super soul.
但是在超灵的帮助下，他的这些记忆就被拿走了。But
the super soul remembers everything.
但超灵却记得一切。Just
like Bharat Maharaj, the great king, he went to the mountains, he renounced the world to go to the mountains alone.
就好像伟大的巴拉达大君，他到森林里，他弃绝，生活在山林中。
And he was staying in the Himalayan, he was staying in the mountains, but he got, one day he rescued a young deer, he saved the life of a baby deer.
他生活在山林中，但有一次呢， 他救了一只小鹿。
The baby deer's mother had died, and he took care of this baby deer.
这个刚出生的小鹿呢，它的鹿妈妈刚刚死掉，他就把这个鹿呢就带回来。
Because it was very small, couldn't get food for itself, he would bring food for it.
因为这个鹿呢很小，自己不能取食，所以呢他就把给这个小鹿呢带来食物。
And he was always worried about the little deer that some other animal may harm it.
他总是担心其他的动物会伤害这个小鹿。
And he became very attached to it.
渐渐的变得非常依附这个小鹿。
And he forgot all about his spiritual practice.
他忘却了所有自己的灵修。
Yeah, well, he would try to meditate, but he would just be thinking, where's the deer? What's happened to the deer? When is the deer coming?
当他开始想要打算做冥想的时候呢，他脑子里都是，哎呀，这个小鹿去哪里了？他什么时候会来啊？他怎么了？他怎么样？
And in this way, one day, Bharat Maharaj had an accident. He fell off the mountain, and when he fell from the mountain, he thought of the deer.
但是有一天呢，发生了意外。巴拉大军他忽然从这个山下跌了下来，但是他跌下来的时候呢，他脑子里还在想着那个小鹿。
And because he was thinking of the deer, the next life he took, he was a deer.
因为他的时候想的是小鹿，所以呢，来生呢，他就变成了一头鹿。
But he could remember by the grace of the Lord, by the grace of the super soul, he was given remembrance of his past life.
但是，由于超灵的仁慈给予他记忆力，他能够记起前生的活动。
Because he had been very advanced in the spiritual path, he had been very detached. He'd renounced everything.
因为他已经在灵修道路上已经非常的进步了，他弃绝了所有一切。
But at the last moment, at the last step, while he was advanced, he got attached. He fell into a trap and he got attached to a baby deer.
但是就在最后一刻，他却跌入了陷阱，依附于一头了小鹿。
So now in the deer body, he regretted very much that he had made such a foolish mistake.
那现在他在鹿的身躯体里以后呢，他就感到非常的后悔，然后后悔自己竟然去依附一头小鹿。
And in the body of the deer, he was very careful to keep away from other animals and not to get involved in anything.
那么在鹿的躯体里，他就非常小心了。他尽量远离鹿群，能够不和那些鹿搅和在一起。
He would seek out places where there were holy men, and he would try to eat their remnants of food.
他会寻找那些有圣人居住的地方，并且去吃那些圣人吃下的食物。
And in this way, eventually, his time in the body of the deer finished, and he gave up that deer body.
最终呢，他这个鹿的躯体的时间结束了，他就放弃了鹿的躯体。
And the next life he became the son of a brahmana.
那么下一生他就投身为一位婆罗门的儿子。
But he was still very cautious and very careful that he wouldn't get entangled in mundane family affairs.
但是呢，他仍然非常谨慎的使自己不会纠缠于世俗的家庭生活。
So he would behave. And he would behave in a manner which would make his father and his family members disgusted with him.
那么他就以一种他的家人、他的兄弟、他的父母，会要把他驱逐或者说把他丢弃的这种方式呢去行为。
For example, the father would tell him, after you come out of the toilet, you must wash your hands. You must take bath.So he would take bath first, and then he would go to the toilet.
就好像说，他的爸爸给他讲，你应该，如果你上完卫生间，你应该沐浴。然后他听了以后呢，他就会先沐浴，然后再去上卫生间。
He would do everything the opposite from what his father said.
他父亲让他做什么呢？他就反着做。
So his father thought, this son of mine is very stupid. He's hopeless.
所以呢，他的父亲就说：“哎呀，我的这个儿子很蠢呐、他毫无指望。”
So he did not bother about him.
所以呢，他的父亲呢就不会去骚扰他。
So Bharat then left and went to wander around on his own, and he looked to ordinary people like he was a madman.
那么巴拉塔他就到四处游逛，就是普通常人认为他是一个 分子。
Long hair and wearing ragged clothes and not looking very clean.
他就是头发染得长长的，穿着破破的衣服，看起来肮脏不堪。
But he was in the highest spiritual position.
但是他却处在非常高的灵性层面上。
And one day, there were some people who were worshipping the goddess Kali, and they wanted to take him for a human sacrifice.
有一天呢, 那些崇拜卡利女神的人想把他带去作为祭品。
They thought he had a nice strong body. They thought he would be a good sacrifice to make to goddess Kali.
他呢身体是很强健的，所以呢，他们想，哎，这个人可以做很好的祭品，能够很取悦卡利女神。
So they brought him before the god. They brought him to the temple of Kali.
所以呢，他们把他带到。
And they fed him very nice food.
给他吃了很好的食物品。
And they gave him nice cloth to put on.
给他穿很漂亮的衣服。
And then they asked him to lay down.
然后呢，他们要求他躺下来。
And then they were going to cut off his head.
然后呢，在接下来打算把他头给割下来。
And offered his head to Goddess Kali.
把他头供奉给卡利女神。
So Bharat Maharaj, because he'd been fed nicely, so he lay down. He was going to take a rest.
所以呢，因为他吃的刚刚吃过一顿美餐，所以他躺下来以后呢，就想睡觉了。And
these people who were worshipping Kali, they took their big knife and they were ready to cut off his head.
这些崇拜卡利女神的人把刀举起来，想把他的头砍下来。But
Goddess Kali was watching, and she came out from the. She broke out from the deity, and she broke apart from the deity, a real form of Kali, not just some statue, but she came out in person, and she cut the heads off all of these people who were going to kill Jadvara. She cut their heads off.
卡利女神，当卡利女神看到这一切的时候，她卡利女神亲自从她的神像里闯了出来，然后举起刀把那些想要
And she took their heads and made a garland and wore them around her neck.
然后呢，把这些人的头颅呢穿成一串，挂在自己的脖子上。
So then Jadbharat was wandering again, and then one king came, and one king needed someone to help carry his palanquin.
那么这个Jadbharat呢还是到处游逛。有一次呢，国王来了。 国王呢，想要找个人给他抬轿子。
And he saw that Jadbharat has a good strong body. He would be a fit man. He will make a nice carrier. He would be a good servant to carry my palanquin.
他看到Jadbharat他的身体又强壮又健美，所以呢，他就想，哎，这个人做我的轿夫挺好的，他抬轿肯定很好。When
Jadbharat was carrying the palanquin, he saw there were some insects on the path. So he was very careful not to stand on them.
当Jadbharat他抬着轿子的时候呢，他看到地上有很多蚂蚁，所以呢，他脚一跳一跳，使自己不会踩到这些蚂蚁。But
because he was carrying the palanquin, so the king was shaking in the palanquin. He was moving around. He got disturbed.
因为他抬的是轿子，坐轿子的国王呢，他一跳一跳，国王就身体就晃来晃去，一边倒一边倒。
And then the king got angry and he shouted, "What's going on? What are you doing? Who's causing all of this?"
然后国王就很生气，大喊大叫说：“怎么回事啊？怎么回事啊？是谁呀？让我这样子？”
So then he found out that this Jadbharat had been acting, walking in an unusual manner, and caused the palanquin to be shaken.
后来他们发现，原来这就是Jadbharat，他走路呢走的就是怪七怪八的。 然后呢，使这个轿子呢，摇来晃去。
So he began to speak very nasty and harsh to Jadbharat.
所以呢，他们就对这Jadbharat说，很凶恶的去训斥他。
He said to him, "Don't you know I'm the king? You should take care."
国王说，你不知道我是国王吗？你应该小心一点。
You're my servant. If you don't carry me properly, I'll have you beaten.
你是我的仆人，如果你不好好的， 来抬我的轿子，我就要打你。
So then Jambarat spoke to him, spoke transcendental knowledge to the king.
但所以呢 ，Jambarat 就向国王讲述了超然的知识。
And he told the king, he said, "You think you're the king, but you're only in the body of the king. You're not actually king."
他说，你以为你是国王，但是你只是因为在国王的躯体里而已。
And you think I'm your servant, but I'm only in the body of a servant.
啊，你认为我是仆人，但是我只是因为在仆人的躯体里而已。
You don't know who you are. You don't understand who I am.
你根本不知道你是谁，你也不知道我是谁。
You're under the, we're all under the spell of the material energy.
我们都只是在物质能量的控制下而已。
Jambarat began to speak very elevated transcendental knowledge to the king.
Jambarat 开始向国王讲述非常高超的超然的知识。
And then when the king heard all of this, then he fell at the feet of Jambarat. And he asked him, where did you get all of this knowledge from?
当国王听到这一切的时候呢，他就拜倒在 Jambarat 的足下，说你哪里听到这些知识的？
And Jambarat told him,The only way you get this knowledge is by taking the dust, by serving the pure devotees.
Jambarat 就回答说，唯一能够得到这些知识的方式，就是把圣人的伟大的奉献者的莲花主要尘土放在头上。
And serving them.
服务他们。
This is the only method, the way in which you can get devotional service.
这就是唯一能够得到分爱服务的方法。
So like this, Lord Krishna is explaining how the super soul is there in every living entity, just like seated as on a machine. And the machine is this material body.
所以在这里 ，Krishna 解释说，超灵其实无所不在，在每个生物体心中，就好像生物体就是坐在一台由物质能量组成的机器上。
We'll read the next verse. Text 62.
下面我们来看第下面一个诗节，第六十二诗节。
Go ahead.
译文：巴拉特的后裔啊，彻底皈依他，你将靠他的恩典获得超然的平静，到达永恒而又至高无上的住所。要旨由圣帕帕的提供。因此生物应该皈依处在众生心中的至尊人格守身，以解除这个物质存在中的一切痛苦。这种皈依不仅使一个人能摆脱今生的一切痛苦，而且将使他在最终到至尊神那里去。伟达文献 Rig Veda 第一篇第二十二章的第二十节诗把超然的世界描述是主 Vishnu 超然的住所。因为一切创造都属于神的王国，所以一切物质存在实际上也都是灵性的。但 Paramapadma 指特指永恒的住所 Vaikuntha 灵性天空。 Bhagavad Gita 第十五章中声明说主就在每个人的心中，所以推荐人皈依内心超灵的意思是应该皈依至尊人格守神 Krishna。Arjuna 已经相信 Krishna 是至尊，并在第十章里承认他是至尊的真理和维系者。Arjuna 之所以接受 Krishna 是至尊人格守神和众生至高无上的住所，不仅是出于他个人的经验，也是因为有像 Narada、Asita、Devala 和 Vyasa 那样伟大的权威作证。
So Krishna is continuing to tell him to.Urge Arjuna that he should surrender unto the super soul.
所以呢 ，Krishna 继续指导，告诉 Arjuna 应该皈依于超灵。
Surrender to the super soul is by surrendering to the super soul, then you will get transcendental peace, and you'll get peace, and you can go to the supreme abode.
通过皈依超灵呢，就能够获得超然的平静，到达永恒至高无上的住所。
Now how can we surrender to the super soul? Because our hearts are not so pure. We may think I'm surrendering to the super soul, but we may not be.
那么我们怎么能够归依于超灵呢？ 因为我们的内心并不纯净， 我们以为自己已经归依了， 但实际上我们还没有归依。
We may cheat ourselves. We may think, no, I'm surrendering to Krishna. I'm doing what my heart says.
我们可能会欺骗自己， 会想， 哎， 我现在已经归依了， 我是根据我内心来活动的。
Some people say, my heart told me to eat meat.
有人会说， 我心里告诉我应该吃肉。
Krishna in my heart told me it's okay for me to smoke and drink.
Krishna, 我内心的Krishna告诉我， 吸烟， 喝酒， 没什么错。
So how can we surrender to the super soul?
所以呢， 我们怎么才能够 归依于超灵呢？
We have to also surrender to the representative of the super soul. The external manifestation of the super soul is there in the form of the spiritual master.
同样， 我们还应该归依于超灵的外在展示， 灵性导师。
Yeah, to surrender to the spiritual masters. There are many spiritual masters, the initiating spiritual master, the instructing spiritual master.
归于灵性导师， 有很多灵性导师， 有训示灵性导师， 有启迪灵性导师。
The one who shows you the path of Krishna consciousness, the Varma Pradaksha Guru.
一位就是给我们展示这个灵性道路的人。
Yeah, there are many different spiritual guides. We can confirm the instruction of the heart with the instructions of the spiritual master.
我们可以通过灵性导师的训示来确认自己内心的给我们的信使。
And if we just like Arjuna is surrendering to Krishna.
就好像Arjuna归依于Krishna。
And Prabhupada is giving different verses from the other chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, why Arjuna surrenders to Krishna.
帕帕德在《博迦梵歌》的其他章节中讲到过，为什么Arjuna要归依于Krishna？
Yeah, Krishna is talking about the super soul, but that super soul is Krishna.
Krishna在讲关于超灵的事，但是超灵就是Krishna.
Arjuna had already accepted Krishna as the supreme.
Arjuna同样也接受Krishna作为至尊。
In the 10th chapter, when Krishna spoke the four verses, the essence of the Bhagavad Gita in four verses.
在第十章中， Krishna用四个师节讲述了博迦梵歌的精髓。
Then after these four verses, then Arjuna said, yes, you are the Supreme Brahman, you are the Supreme Abode.
这个世界之后呢， Arjuna 说是的， 你是至尊的凡， 你是至尊的主。
And then Arjuna went on to say, now I accept you as the supreme.
然后 Arjuna 说， 现在我接受你为至尊的，
as the supreme.
我接受你为至尊。
And he said, in the past, great sages like Asita, Narada, Devala, Vyas, they all accepted you.
他说，在过去，那些伟大像Narada、Asita、Devala和Vyasa这样伟大圣人都认为您是至尊。And
then Arjuna said, now I also know. I am following, I also agree with them. You are the supreme.
现在我也知道了，我听他们的，您是至尊。So
some people distinguish, they say, no, no, the super soul in the heart is different from Krishna.
有的人他有不同的看法，说不是这样子的，那超灵跟Krishna不一样。But
from Bhagavad Gita, we understand Krishna is talking about himself when he says the Lord in the heart.
但是从博迦梵歌我们知道，Krishna他自己说他就是超灵。He
says, "Aham sarvasya prabhu," he said, "Everything comes from me."
他说一切都来自于我。He
says, "Aham bija pradapita," I am the father of all living entities.
我是所有生物体的父亲。
And he promises that to deliver the living entity who surrenders to him.
他承诺说， 他会使归于他的灵魂解脱。
So in this way, Krishna is encouraging Arjuna. He's telling him, surrendered unto him, to the super soul, utterly, completely surrendered.
所以呢，在这里， Krishna 在鼓励 Arjuna， 应该完全的臣服于他。
Sarva, the word in Sanskrit, gacha sarva bhavena, surrender in all respects. Sharanam gacha sarva bhavena.
梵文是 sarva bhavena， 是从各个方面都归于他。
And then by the grace of Krishna, then you will get peace and the supreme abode.
然后由于 Krishna 的仁慈, 这样子的话, 就能够获得平静, 达到自尊的王国。
Yeah, we don't achieve these things by our own efforts.
我们不是靠自己的努力得到这一切的,
but it's by the grace of Krishna.
而是靠 Krishna 的仁慈获得的。
And by the mercy of the spiritual masters, we get the mercy of Krishna.
通过宁静导师的仁慈, 我们得到 Krishna的仁慈。
And the spiritual master's mercy is that he engages all of us in Krishna consciousness.
宁静导师的仁慈就是说, 他能够使我们投身于 Krishna之觉的活动。
Prabhupada was always pushing us to do more service for him.
帕帕总是在迫使我们为
When we would distribute many books, then we would report to Prabhupada how many books we have distributed.
当我们去派书的时候，我们就会向帕帕的汇报我们派了多少书。
And then Prabhupada would say, "Very good."
然后帕帕说，哎，很好。
Now double it.
现在再翻一翻，派的数量要再翻一翻。
Yeah, he would always and then the next year again. Then when we doubled it, we would come and tell him. We would be so happy. Prabhupada, we doubled it.
然后第二年我们的派数量就翻了一番，然后我很高兴告诉他，哦，我们现在派数量是去年的多了一倍。
And so then Prabhupada would say, "Oh, very good. Now double it again."
他说非常好，现在再多一倍。
And Prabhupada always kept us. Pushing us, keep us busy to serve Krishna.
帕帕的他总是让我们忙于来服务 Krishna, 忙着服务 Krishna.
Because if we're always engaged, always busy in Krishna's service, then we have no time for Maya.
因为如果我们忙于为 Krishna 做服务的话，我们就没有时间去服务 Maya 了。
One time, Prabhupada wanted his books printed. There were many books which he had written, which he'd been recording, and they had not been published.
有一次，就是帕帕德他写了很多书，有很多录音，但却没有被公开的那个出版。So
Prabhupada said, "I'm not encouraged to keep translating because the books are not being printed."
他说我没有，因为这些书没有出版，是因为我没有去很好的鼓励人们这么做。And
it was many books, many volumes of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita.
有很多很多书，有很多卷的《波迦瓦坛》和《Chaitanya经》，《龙伽那尼亚经》，有很多价值。这些书都很有价值。Very good。这些书都很有很多有价值的书。Yeah,
many volumes, many cantos of the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the devotees had to go on a marathon. To get them ready for printing.
所以呢，奋战者应该努力让这些书能够出版。
And the people, artists had to paint pictures.
那些艺术家呢，可以在为这个书呢画画。
And they were working the day and night to just do all the editing and work for Prabhupada's books.
但是要使这些书出版呢？ 如果这些书要做编辑呀，其实是要连日连夜的工作。Yeah,
the devotees said they were just eating and sleeping and sleep a little bit, then wake up and then do more work, and then they were just working night and day non-stop.
奉献者他实际上是整日整夜不停的在做，只睡一会儿，只吃一点点。And
within a few months, they managed to print all of the books.
几个月以后呢，他们把所有这些书都出了。
Because Prabhupada was pushing. Prabhupada would say, I am pushing you, my spiritual master pushed me.
帕帕会说, 我在迫使你们这样做, 我的灵性导师他在迫使我这样做。
He said, this is the system of the cyclic succession.
这就是使出传系的这个系统。
Where ultimately Krishna is pushing all of us.
我们实际上是Krishna在 推着我们这样做。
And this is how we surrender to Krishna, and this is how we get any Krishna consciousness, just simply by pushing ourselves to be active in Krishna's service.
这就是使我们自己皈依 Krishna 的方式，就是使一直推着自己能做奉献服务。
Devotional service can be done anytime, any place.
奉献服务可以在任何时候、任何地方去做。By
anyone.
任何人都可以做。
Yeah. There's no material qualification.
它没有任何物质的品质。
Just simply, one has to have the desire to want to serve Krishna.
只要一个人他有愿望去服务。
And when one has that desire, then Krishna reciprocates.
一旦人有愿望, Krishna就会帮助他。
So, this is Bhakti Yoga.
所以这就是分爱瑜伽。
Means surrender with devotion. Work for Krishna.
意味着带着分爱来皈依, 为Krishna而工作。
Any questions?
有什么问题? Krishna?
我有两个问题。第一，有一个问题就是说，可能马达加姐听说过，比如说像在东北，扫地尼玛坦吉在传教的时候，有一个马达吉，他就说他在梦中梦见了 Krishna 给他传授一本没有字的国家梵歌。遇到这样子的情况，我怎么去跟他说？
So, we have to say, first of all, if Krishna is instructing you directly, then let us see what he's instructing you. Is everything you're saying, everything you're writing, is it in accordance with the parampara?
我们可以给他讲，就是如果Krishna告诉你这样子的话，你把他告诉你的内容告给我们看看，是不是他告诉你的所有一切跟此处传系讲述的是一样的？
Is he presenting everything which is supported by the Vedic scriptures, or is she contradicting the Vedic scriptures?
那么他所呈现的这一切是有伟大经典支撑的呢，还是跟伟大经典矛盾的？
And we have to also see what is her own example in devotional service.
我们还应该看他自己在奉献服务方面的做出的榜样是什么样子的。
No, does she regularly and faithfully chant the holy name with care and attention?
她是不是非常小心的、专注的在有规律的唱诵圣名？
Why did Krishna instruct Arjuna?
为什么Krishna要训示 Arjuna呢？
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, I am teaching this knowledge to you.
Krishna在《薄伽梵歌颂》说, 因为你是我的奉献者,而且是我的朋友,所以我告诉你。
One of these people who had accepted this woman's book told me that our Bhagavad Gita is 5,000 years old. It's out of date. Krishna wants a new Bhagavad Gita.
曾经看过接受这本这个妇女写的书的人，他就说我们的佛说，帕帕的薄伽梵歌，已经是五千年，Krishna是五千年前讲的，所以已经过时了。他的薄伽梵歌是流行的，是。
So I said Bhagavad Gita is not 5,000 years old.
然后我说，《薄伽梵歌》其实并不是只有五千岁，五千年前。Bhagavad
Gita is eternal knowledge.
薄伽梵歌是永恒的知识。
It was spoken millions of years ago to the sun god.
它是它是 千百万几百万年前给 Krishna 给太阳神讲的。
And it was spoken 5,000 years ago to Arjuna.
五千年前给 Arjuna 讲的。
还有一个问题，就刚才经典上提到的 Asita 和 Devala， 我们不太熟悉这两个。
They are mentioned in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam as being great sages.
在《薄伽瓦经》的第一篇中有关于他们的描述。
They came at the time of the departure of Bhishma from this world. They came when Bhishma parted from the world, and they're also mentioned at this at the coronation of Maharaj Parikshit as the emperor of the world.
他们是伟大的圣人，他们出现在毕什玛离开躯体的时候，他们也在场。然后他们就是在帕什希的大军统治期间也过程。
他们是 rishi 还是
？Yeah, they're sages.
Maharaj.
嗯。
关于圣人有很多讲法。是
Rishi，
有的是什么？嗯 ，Rishi 是梵文，还有其他的称呼啊，梵文也有其他称呼。
啊？
就好像有 Sage。
Sage。
Sen。
Well, there's different. There's a sage amongst the demigods, Devarshi, Narada Rishi, a sage amongst the demigods. Sage and Rishi seem to be synonymous.
啊。
嗯，
就是 Rishi。英文的 sage， 他们是同义词。一般的English
sadhu
跟
sadhu。嗯。sadhu means a holy man。
圣洁的人。
A holy man, a sadhu. A sadhu will generally live very simply. You know, they will not have much in the way of material possessions. They're renounced, somewhat renounced from the world.
在都一般是指就是一些弃绝者，他们生活非常的这个简朴。
Sadhus, generally sadhus, we see them in holy places. They will have beards and maybe long hair. Huh?
Rishi 也是圣人。
Rishis are maybe more renounced. They will live sometimes in caves and in seclusion.Hermit-like life.
Rishi, 可能是应该是比这个 Sadhuna 还要气绝的。他们一般生活在一些山洞啊。
But Narada Rishi, Narada is a Rishi. Narada is also described as he travels and preaches.
Narada 也是一位 Rishi， 但是他就是应该是到处旅行，然后传教。
Narada 不睡觉吧
？Narada 不睡觉吗？我没听过。He cannot stay more than 3 days in one place.
他不能，他不是说他不睡觉这方面没听说，就是他不会在一个地方待的超过三天。
Yeah, he is cursed by Daksha that he is not allowed to remain in one place.
因为 Daksha 诅咒过他，他不能在一个地方待，超过三天。
That is a principle of all sages and even sannyasis, they're not supposed to stay more than 3 days in one place.
这同样也是一位 sannyasi， 一位圣人的一个原则，不能在一个地方待。
Because they will get attached.
因为这样的话就会变得有依附。
When you stay in one place, you get attached to your little home, little comfortable little room.
如果在一个地方待着，依附于一个非常舒适的一个小房间的话，就会这样子。
It's not recommended.
这不被推荐。
Goswamis would sleep under a different tree every night.
那些 Goswami 会在每个晚上都在不同的树下睡觉。 树下。
树下。
谢谢。
Okay, Bhagavad Gita ki.
Yes.
Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
泥子裂破了，一种画架坏了，是吧？一种